40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Cammy McCormick. A spokeswoman says former Vice President Mike Pence will not appeal a judge's order compelling him to testify in the Justice Department's investigation into the 2020 election. That would clear the way for his appearance before a federal grand jury in Washington. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy has that.
The chief judge of the federal district court here ruled last week that Mike Pence can be compelled to testify as long as in their questions prosecutors steer clear of the vice president's role as president of the Senate. A spokesman says the ruling backs up Pence's view of the Constitution's speech or debate clause, and therefore he won't challenge it. Former President Trump might still appeal to try to protect his own executive privilege, but Pence won't appeal.
Severe weather is making its way across the nation's midsection and beyond. At least five people were killed in a pre-dawn tornado in southeastern Missouri. This woman in Glen Allen.
It was breathtaking. I don't even know. It's just the mess that there is, the trees that are down, all the other people that are affected by it. It's just, but all the people that came together too to help is awesome to know that we have a community like that.
There is still a severe weather threat throughout the afternoon. Students at 200 colleges and high schools are marching on their state capitals today to protest gun violence after last week's shooting in Nashville. The student in Charlotte, North Carolina.
The constant barrage of school shooting news makes many of us live in fear that our school will be next. I should not have to leave my home each morning wondering if I'll get to return to it.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's holding a historic meeting with Taiwan's president in California, a move likely to anger China. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
We've been very clear. We have said there is no reason for Beijing to turn this transit into something that is used as a pretext to overreact.
China has promised a sharp reaction to the meeting. A horrific day at a daycare center in Brazil after an attack left four children dead. Police say a man with a hatchet burst into the center. The dead were ages 5 through 7. Longtime CBS News correspondent Bill Lynch has died after a long career as anchor of the World News Roundup and beats that included NASA and the Pentagon.
The emergency ejection capsule did jettison the Rockwell pilot and two Air Force officers aboard, but one of them was killed. Today's accident stunned top Air Force officials and cast a pall over next Tuesday's rollout ceremony for the first B-1B bomber.
He was 77 years old. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Dan Kelly is going down swinging even after losing the Wisconsin Supreme Court race by a wide margin. In an unusual concession speech, he called Janet Protasiewicz a serial liar.
I wish that in a circumstance like this, I would be able to concede to a worthy opponent. But I do not have a worthy opponent to which I can concede.
Wisconsin's high court will have a liberal majority for the first time in 15 years. The mayors of Madison, Green Bay, and Racine all won re-election. Voters in Mount Pleasant re-elected all of their village board members in what amounted to a referendum on embattled manufacturer Foxconn. In sports, the Bucks beat Washington last night. The Brewers and Mets play today. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Fox. GTWLawyers.com.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Everyone deserves freedom over their own body. Everyone deserves the right to choose. Everyone deserves access to quality, affordable healthcare without judgment. And everyone deserves a healthcare provider who stands firm on these beliefs. This is the Planned Parenthood experience at any one of our 22 health centers across Wisconsin that offer reproductive healthcare services for everyone. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. That's ppwi.org, and get the care you deserve, because we will provide that care no matter what.
Todos merecen la libertad sobre su propio cuerpo. Todo el mundo merece el derecho a elegir. Todos merecen acceso a una atención médica económica y de calidad sin juicios. Y todos merecen un proveedor de atención médica que se mantenga firme en estas creencias. Esta es la experiencia de Planned Parenthood en cualquiera de nuestros 22 centros de salud en Wisconsin, que ofrecen servicios de salud reproductiva para todos. Haz una cita hoy en ppwi.org y obtenga la atención que se merece, porque nosotros le brindaremos esa atención, pase lo que pase.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'm calling today the day my faith in politics has been restored. Happy hump day to you, fella.
Happy hump day to you, Crudy. Great to see you yesterday. Evan working the board. Thank you, sir. Our fair audience. What a couple days, man. Good to be with you.
No hangover. The evening didn't go late last night, did it?
We behaved ourselves. Yes, we did.
Dominic, there was a battle for the soul of the great state of Wisconsin. And we won.
What?
We won. The left won.
I'm so not used to that.
Sandwich won. It's so hard to fathom sometimes. And I feel like, by extension, we, Dominic, were elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court last night.
Yeah.
I also feel a sense of success. It's been a 10-year project or more. And we're just getting started, dude. We're just getting started. By the way, invited the boss along. 432 days. Sage Weil, Civic Media CEO, my partner, joins us here in the Solidarity Realty Studios, WMDX Madison. Perhaps Sage will be in a gloating mood. I know I am. And Dom, I look at yesterday as sort of a turning point in history. And I mean that in all sincerity in a couple of different ways. A, defendant Donald Trump, he was arraigned. We see the first kernels, the seed corn of the accountability for the former president. Defend on Trump. He's got a new moniker. And, of course, the election of Janet Protasiewicz has restored my faith in politics, Tom. I think last night was a great night, and we will get to the winners and the losers and everyone that tuned in for last night's coverage here on Civic Media. Well, you're all winners, man. That was great coverage, and I would point out, as I was hauling ass back from Milwaukee to Madison, Protasiewicz was already on the court by 8:45. She gave her speech by 9:30. I was heading back to Madison. During the course of the election coverage, they gave me a little warning. 60-per-hour winds, golf ball size hail. I'm thinking, hell no, not with my shiny car. So, anyways, I drove faster and I beat the small line by no more than 10 minutes. But it was in the garage last night. Put her in the car. Car's in the garage.
Oh, good.
So the winner is Crudy, and my car And by extension, all of you, because you've heard the story now. Let's get to Dan Bice, Dom. And I want to get your take in just a minute. Who were the biggest winners and sore losers in Wisconsin's election Tuesday?
Oh, there's some sore losers, all right.
Well, sore loser himself, Daniel Kelly. He was the big loser. Every election has its winners and losers, writes Bice. But there was no bigger or sore loser on Tuesday than former Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly. Dom, there was no congratulatory call to Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Janet Protasiewicz. There was no real acknowledgement about the will of the voters. There was no concession. Instead, Kelly offered bitterness and vitriol.
Also, he's being very consistent, Daniel Kelly.
Did I not describe this man as just kind of a contemptuous bastard? Really, what I want to say about the man, I can't say on the radio. Not
yeah, I mean, almost every time we speak of him, you mention how terrible he is.
You know, you know when conservatives lost this race? The day that Kelly
won the primary?
Yeah, when Dan Kelly defeated Jennifer Durrow. Durrow had a fighting chance. Kelly already had a track record as a loser. A historic loser. I mean, now he's a two-time loser. And the last public moments of his career, Dom, because, you know, there is no third shot. But the last moments of his career, Dan Kelly chose to go out bitterly. He chose poorly. Dominic, we will hold his quotes because we've got the sound just a little bit longer. So Dan
Kelly. Next segment. We'll get to it next segment. Trust me. Stick around. It's awesomely terrible.
If you didn't hear it last night on the civic media coverage, this was the worst concession speech since Donald Trump came out on the election night in 2020 and claimed he won. It was not a concession speech. A loser, nonpartisan politics. The state Supreme Court race is ostensibly nonpartisan. That is not an actual fact. Protasiewicz took in nearly $9 million from the state Democratic Party. Kelly received about $500,000 in in-kind contributions from GOP sources. Before that, he was employed by the state Republican Party and the Republican National Committee and was paid nearly $120,000. No, I didn't work for them. I was a 1099 guy.
No, I didn't go on tour either. I was just traveling the state with people.
The election law changes, you know, under former gubernator Scotty Wanker and Republican lawmakers back in 2015, empowered the state's two political parties like never before. Let's not pretend otherwise. And Tom, one party was the winner. That'd be Ben Wickler and the Democratic Party, and there's another party. They're losers. That's the GOP. But why do you take a few?
Another winner from Daniel Bice at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Some out-of-state billionaires, as Dan says, the numbers are pretty staggering. On the Democratic side, Reed Garrett Hoffman, the co-founder of LinkedIn, gave the Democratic Party $2 million. Billionaire investor and philanthropist George Soros donated $1 million. There you go. As did Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. You never hear about Pritzker, you know, like they talk about Soros. Anyway, 16 others gave from $100,000 to $500,000 to the state Democratic Party. That money, the money, was then passed along to the Protasiewicz campaign, which ended up spending more than $12 million, mostly on TV ads. Overall, some 40 or more million and counting was dropped in the contest. Two billionaires who didn't fare so well, Dick and Liz Uline.
Wait. Have you ever seen them pick a winner? Uline's, if they back you, I mean, you might have a well-funded campaign, but it's a losing campaign. Just ask
you're right,
Dan Kelly, Kevin Nicholson. I think they were on Leah Vukmer's wagon. They've made a string of bad choices.
They are the owners of Uline Packaging Company. Dick Uline donated $4 million to Fair Courts America to air ads attacking Protasiewicz's record on the bench. Liz Uline was the biggest donor to the state Republican Party at $500,000. Consider it more Uline money pouring down the Wisconsin election drain.
Yeah.
Don't worry, they have more.
What about abortion rights, Dom?
Another winner, Crudy. If you knew nothing about the Supreme Court race except when it was on TV, you would have thought it was a contest between abortion rights and crime. Protasiewicz pounded home the message that she favors the rights of women to have abortions. Kelly's supporters ran TV spot after TV spot on criminal cases that they said Protasiewicz mishandled. On the campaign trail, Kelly favored his own topic, the rule of law. Even one of his biggest supporters realized a problem with this approach. I'm for the rule of law and all that. We all know that, said former Milwaukee County Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. on an inferior radio station. That doesn't energize anybody. It doesn't motivate anybody, said Sheriff David A. Clark. Clearly, it did not. One GOP operative said Kelly's steadfast focus on the rule of law meant his team was campaigning with one hand tied behind their back, ignoring the issues that would drive the electorate.
Dom, let me throw a couple other conservatives under the bus as losers, according to Daniel Bice, Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley, and Appeals Court Judge Shelley Grogan. Didn't she quarterback the Patriots back in the 70s? Anyways, there were two of Kelly's biggest supporters in the campaign. Bradley served as his surrogate at various events. Grogan went to war on Facebook and Twitter with conservative talk show host Mark Belling. Never go to war with Belling. Neither turned out the better for it. Bradley is now in the Supreme Court minority. I like how that sounds. She's the bad Bradley. And Grogan seems to have diminished her standing by trying to slug it out with a political pro. On the other side, Justice Ann Walsh Bradley will likely be the new Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. I would endorse that move, Dom. But Justice Rebecca Dallet will likely become the political and ideological force behind the four-member, all-female, liberal majority on the court. You know, I knew Protasiewicz was in good shape at the Democratic Party convention last summer when Rebecca Dallet introduced her around as her preferred candidate. I knew right then, and no offense to Everett Mitchell, I thought he was a fine guy, but I knew that Protasiewicz, with the support of Rebecca Dallet, was damn near can't beat, at least as the Democratic primary choice. And obviously, last night, Dom, she killed it. By the way, Dallet showed up at the party in a Ruth Bader Ginsburg t-shirt that proclaimed women belong in all places where decisions are being made. Now it's a four-member female liberal bloc. That is the majority bloc, Dom.
Some other winners here, Crudy, as we wrap up this segment. Democratic consultant Sachin Chetta, he teamed up with Patrick Gwarski, joined forces to help elect Protasiewicz on Tuesday night. Chetta also ran the campaigns for Dallet and Karofsky, meaning he is one seat short of helping get a majority on the high court. A loser, state Republican Party. Yeah. Wisconsin conservatives appear to be more effective battling one another, see Michaels and Clayfish in 2022 and Kelly Doro in 2023, than talking out, than taking out the opposition in this post-Roe v. Wade world. Democrats are also crushing them at fundraising since 2015. Fixes are needed pronto. Dane County, Crudy, you want to do this one? Why don't you say this one?
Well, first and foremost, I had to correct your pronunciation. Patrick Geraci.
Geraci. Thank you. I'd love to be Patrick corrected on the radio.
I know you do. I do as well. Where are we? Down to Dane County.
Dane County winner, baby.
Big winner, Dane County.
You're the rep, man. You are Dane County, Crudy.
Dane County cast more ballots in the general election, 240,000, 82% went for Protasiewicz, than the most populous Milwaukee County, 233,600-ish. This is a trend worth watching going to next year's presidential election. And, oh, yeah, one more loser, Dom. Scotty Wanker Walker. He appointed both Kelly and Appeals Court Judge Bill Brash, who lost decisively to labor lawyer Sarah Geenan. Always a loser in my book, Scotty Walker. Come back. Gonna bury Dan Kelly in just a minute.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden.
Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 29. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, highs around 48. Lows dip down to about 28. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Partly cloudy skies Friday with daytime highs approaching 46. 57 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees, 5 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Make sure you stick around. Sage Weil, CEO of Civic Media, are going to join us at the bottom of the hour. I know we have some loser Daniel Kelly sound to get to, but I want to just put a bow on the Daniel Bice piece at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Winners and losers, Crudy. There's two left, one loser, one winner. I'm going to take the winner. And unfortunately, it's Dan Knodel. As Bice writes, let us hope Knodel learns the lesson that you don't start talking about whom you're going to impeach before you've even won the election. Rookie mistake for someone elected first in 2008. Now, let me just say a couple of things here. Number one, this is Dan Knodel. He is now my state senator in the state of Wisconsin. This is also the same Dan Knodel who is this in the AP Todd Richmond reports. I think this is from today. Knodel's win gives Republicans enough votes to convict a civil officer, including the governor. Interesting.
Knodel
apparently said he probably would not support an effort to impeach Evers.
Probably
the Constitution probably gives says civil officers can't be impeached, including the governor, lieutenant governor, and judges. Crudy. A February analysis from the LFB concluded other constitutional officers, such as the attorney general and state superintendents of schools, could be impeached as well. Knodel said he's not interested in impeaching Evers, saying he's been able to work with the governor, but he says he wants to impeach Milwaukee judges for being too lenient on criminal defendants. The list could include Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Jana Protasiewicz. She won Tuesday's election at the Supreme Court. So my newly elected state senator is going to go after my newly elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. Great. Now, why do I have such a rager against this guy? Well, he's an insurrectionist bastard. He's one of the guys that wrote this letter to the vice president. Here's just two paragraphs. Here's what he said. He wants to set aside the Constitution. Here's what Dan Knodel, my new state rep, said. There are extensive and well-founded accusations of electoral administration, mismanagement, and deliberate and admitted violations of explicit election laws enacted by the state's legislatures of Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Therefore, we write to you, Vice President Pence, to comply with our reasonable request to afford our nation more time to properly review the 2020 election by postponing the January 6th opening and counting of the electoral votes for at least 10 days.
Our very reasonable request that you throw us into constitutional chaos.
And the good news is we have a conservative majority mega state legislature here in Wisconsin, so we can, you know, help enact that. Now, let's just be honest here. This is not a one-off. This didn't happen in a vacuum. This is all part of that grand conspiracy of the megas and the Republicans and Trump using these state legislatures to try to overturn the election. And the guy that just won the state Senate District 8, the state Senate District that I live in, Dan Knodel, that guy, wrote this letter. And now he's going to be seated in Wisconsin State Senate. So while I'm super happy in many regards, this is so very disappointing.
Yeah, I think a lot of the national media said this Protasiewicz win is basically a declaration of the defeat of MAGA. But it's not. In the very same night, Dan Canoto won a seat in the state Senate. Your seat. But let's get back to the winners. I'd like to think I was. I called this shot. And losers, I'd say you, Dom. I blame you.
I called it. I said I was cautiously optimistic. Roll the tape.
Here's the other loser, according to Daniel Pice. Conservative media.
What?
Conservative talk radio. I like to call them whitey, righty talk radio. And websites threw everything they could at Protasiewicz and still came up short. Expect even more outrageous stuff from these outlets next year in their bid to be relevant. We're crushing them down. There will be no relevance. Just big lies and claims of rigged elections and the embrace, the craven embrace of Donald Trump as their probable nominee. Let's sneak in a couple of the Dan Kelly. You got to hear this bitter soul. Dan Kelly, he didn't concede. Cut zero for Dan Kelly.
Let's do cut one first.
Okay. The rule of Janet.
And it brings me no joy to say this. I wish that in a circumstance like this, I would be able to concede to a worthy opponent. But I do not have a worthy opponent to which I can concede.
Kiss. To whom, I believe.
My ass.
I know, but come on, man. He misspeaks. Is that too much? To whom? You know, but he's trying to be so smart, but please, and elegant. Let's play the next one, if you would, please.
This was the most deeply deceitful, yes, dishonorable, despicable campaign I have ever seen run for the courts.
Yes, yours was.
Yes.
Willie Horton adds it all.
Truly beneath contempt.
Yes, you are.
Now, I say this not because we did not prevail.
Sure you
did. I do not say this because of the rancid slanders that were launched against me.
Rancid.
Although that was bad enough. But that is not my concern. My concern is the damage done to the institution of the court.
Yes. Yes.
When you served on it by appointment from Wanker, let's keep going if there's time. Play it for the people, Ebone Dan Kelly, sore loser.
Opponent is a serial liar.
Yep. Yes. Yep.
She's disregarded judicial ethics.
Yep.
Yes. She's demeaned the judiciary with her behavior. And this is the future that we have to look forward to in Wisconsin.
Yes. A woman's right to choose. No gerrymandering. Is there one more? Let's do one more.
Play it.
Now, as I look forward, I hope it does end well. This has been a beautiful, beautiful life here in Wisconsin with all of you. And I wish Wisconsin the best of luck, because I think it's going to need it.
You know what I would say to Dan Kelly? F your feelings, you mega loser. You two-time loser. Your political career is over. And that's how you will be remembered in the state of Wisconsin lore. Two-time loser Dan Kelly goes down as a sore loser, as a whiny bitch. Sorry, I
had he lost by 200,000 votes this time, more than the last time?
By a record number. Sage Wile, CEO of Civic Media. He's nicer than I am. He's next.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Mike Pence won't appeal a judge's order that he testify in an investigation into the 2020 election, legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The former vice president was in direct contact with former President Trump. And this investigation is focusing on Trump and efforts he took to overturn the election.
Lawyers for Trump have objected to his testimony. In southeastern Missouri, five people were killed in a pre-dawn tornado. KMOX reporter Kevin Colleen.
There's just debris such as roofing insulation and cookbooks and somebody's mailbox is just lying in the middle of the field.
Students nationwide marched on state capitals today to protest gun violence. Catherine Allen at Florida State.
Instead of listening to us, they're listening to the gun industry, because if you put more guns in school, you're putting them in more hands. That's just getting sales up, and it works in their favor.
On Wall Street, the Dow finished higher. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. More than 1.7 million Wisconsinites turned out for yesterday's race for the state Supreme Court, breaking the previous record high for a spring election without a presidential primary. Liberal-backed Judge Janet Protasiewicz beat former Justice Dan Kelly 55-44%. This is Kelly's second election loss in a row. After he was appointed to the Supreme Court by former Governor Scott Walker in 2016, Kelly lost to Jill Karofsky in 2020 by 11 points. Among the lawsuits that could come before the court: abortion rights, gerrymandered maps, Wisconsin's right to work law, and private school voucher programs. In Wisconsin's 8th State Senate District, Republican Dan Knodel defeating Jody Habish-Sinikin 50.9-49.1%. That's with 99% of the ballots counted. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And the people of Wisconsin have chosen the rule of Janet.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I'm going to miss that guy.
I'm going to miss him. I'm going to send him some roses.
Dan Kelly.
A fruit basket.
Two-time loser, and he's awfully sore about it. You think he cried himself into the pillow last night, Dan?
Yes, and I hope it hurts a little more because two females beat him.
Well, the block now, the... You know, the block that's important, they're all females. The entire left block. Dom, let's introduce a fine guest. Welcome back, the CEO of Civic Media. He's Sage Weil. He's here with me in Madison in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Sage, you got to be feeling good about the outcome last night.
Yeah, hey, Sage. Good. Hey, guys. How are you?
Make sure
going?
You stay on the mic, fella.
Mm-hmm.
It was an early evening. No one had to stay up late and chew their nails unless... You were Dom looking at the Dan Knodel race. That wouldn't decide a little bit later. But, I mean, Protasiewicz, before the Brewers won gloriously 9-0 last night, Protasiewicz had already been declared the winner.
It was an early call, yeah.
Very proud of the coverage provided by the team here at Civic Media. I think each time we go through an election night, we see our team getting a little better and a little better. Can't wait for next year and the important elections to come. But last night was great, and I thought it was a great team effort here from Civic Media.
Yes, I'm very, very proud of what the team put together for election night coverage last night. It was great.
And I'd like to acknowledge a few of them. Todd Alba, Terry Bell, they led the coverage here from Madison. And also Kristen Bryan, Jane Mantner, they took the baton from Dom and I. We kicking just sort off. Of broadcast a little bit late. Sage, next spring, the next election that will matter in the state of Wisconsin, I mean, it's a little anticlimactic. You know, we all built up. The whole nation's watching.
It's going to be a whole year until we have another election here in Wisconsin, which is feels a little bit weird. It feels like we just keep getting them back to back. We don't get a break. But what are we going to do for a year?
Well, we can celebrate. We can say mission accomplished. And this one last night, Sage, I know that part of the mission is doing hometown radio. And I know part of the mission is preserving local journalism, in a nice column written by Jennifer Rubin at Washington Post, basically saying an informed electorate turns out like they did last night in the state of Wisconsin for Protasiewicz. Sage, would you know, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but is mission accomplished? Do you feel some sense of accomplishment through this first test for Civic Media?
Yes. I mean, I think the road is long. We have a lot yet to build, but I'm proud of what we put together so far. I'm proud of what we've done covering both the election last fall and here in the spring. And I can't wait to sort of refocus our efforts back on the network and the communities that we're serving and improve the quality of the local news coverage we're doing, line up more local sports, and more Wisconsin-centric programming. And try to talk to people when we're not all, you know, with our running around with our hair on fire about an election and screaming whatever. So and I think it'll be nice to be a little bit calmer, I guess.
Has it been agreed
our real mission here?
Has it been agreed Civic Media is creating a warm fuzzy blanket of truth across the state of Wisconsin, Sage?
You know, we try. It's hard to feel warm and fuzzy in the midst of an election because it's so hyperbolic and people. I mean, it's so frustrating. Like, I feel like trying to get the candidates to talk about the things that actually matter and talk about it in a way that's honest and like getting to the point and actually highlighting where their actual differences of opinion and policy are is always challenging.
But we saw that in this race, perhaps for the first time. I think Rebecca Dallet did a good job. She had a primary opponent, and Rebecca Dallet, she had to cast herself. She had to say, not here's how I'm going to vote on lawsuits, but here's what I believe in. And I think that mold was set by Dallet. She introduced her at the Democratic Party convention, talking about Janet Protasiewicz, but she was not shy. From her
and I appreciate
beliefs
that.
In things like rigged maps and that women should have the right to abortive care if they choose.
Absolutely. And I appreciated her candor. And it's crazy that saying that the electoral maps do not lend themselves to Democratic representation here in Wisconsin is somehow a partisan position or something that it seems pretty factual to me that the maps are that our representation does not reflect the electorate. But setting that aside, I think mostly I'm reacting to the it's more the all the noise that's surrounding not just what the candidates are saying, but all the political ads and the PAC ads in particular. It's just, I mean, I think that's really what people negatively react to when they get frustrated with the process, and less so what the individual candidates are saying.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That is Sage Weil, CEO of Civic Media. Sage, glorious night last night. Thanks for joining us today. In looking at some of the counties on the maps and knowing where the footprint for the different Civic Media products are, I noticed Green Bay, Outagamie County, kind of the Fox Valley area. And I know there's been some new stations that have gone up in that area. But even out west in La Crosse area, where the insurrectionist Van Orden is now serving in Congress. It looks like there, you know, we went a little blue over there as well. But we don't necessarily, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Sage, some of these stations are still in the process of getting up and running. So when we talk about what happens between now and next spring, and you know, the facts, as you talked about, you know, Democratic representation with redistricting, for example, a lot of people don't necessarily know that. When will these stations be up, and do you think it's going to have the impact that hopefully we've seen here in this last election?
Yes. Yeah. There's still a number of stations that are in the pipeline. You know, deals have been signed, but it takes a while to get FCC approval and to get them on the air and close and all that stuff. So La Crosse is coming. So is Eau Claire, but they are not. Well, they're on the air, but they're not ours yet, and we haven't made any changes to programming or anything like that. So those are coming in the next couple of months, which is going to give us quite a bit of coverage of the 3rd Congressional District, Derek Van Orden's home district. That I think we have almost everything. We don't have a Stevens Point station, but Wisconsin Rapids does reach that city. And we're also going to get Racine and Kenosha, which is, you know, clearly part of the 1st, which is one of the other, like, I think the only other competitive district in this state, which again is, you know, just pointing to the sort of the sorry state of the maps in Wisconsin, that only two districts are competitive, and we're like such a closely divided state. Like, it feels, and in my view, any safe district is a problem. It doesn't matter if it's red or blue, because there are sizable minorities in those areas that simply aren't motivated to vote, and the politicians aren't motivated to be responsive to their constituents.
Sage, for those that are unaware, it has been a fairly rapid acquisition. I mean, no one has built a fuzzy blanket of coverage in a single year before. But there are still some growing pains, and I hate to acknowledge our blemishes on the air, but our audience, they notice. They notice if something is broken down, or they don't hear what they would expect to hear at a certain time. And there is a massive effort going on behind the scenes.
Oh, my God. Massive
effort. A build-up right now, if you will.
Yes.
I would call it a Death Star. No one else likes that. But they're building the guts of this warm, fuzzy blanket of truth at the soon-to-be world headquarters up on State Street, Madison.
Yes.
But people, if they would indulge us for just a little while longer.
We're so close. And the engineering team is working so hard. And it's even hard to find more engineers to, like, get more help, because it turns out that it's hard to hire radio engineers. It's sort of a dying breed, shall we say. But there's a lot going on behind the scenes, and we're very excited about the new infrastructure that's going to be in place in a couple of months now, hopefully, knock on wood, which is going to give our hosts the flexibility to travel around the state, visit any studio, do their shows remotely, patch in guests and co-hosts and callers from wherever. It's going to be great. But, you know, it's just takes some work to get there.
So what happens now? Do you look at this result and look at your efforts and the efforts of the team here at Civic Media and see, yes, we've had an impact? Are you at that point where you can confidently say that this is working, and this is something that we can duplicate in other places?
I don't think there's any doubt that we had an impact. Now, how big that impact is, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if it's worth having that conversation. The reality is that for any election, there are hundreds, thousands, and there are lots of people that are, you know, pushing together, sure. And no one person can take credit for, like, putting us over the edge or whatever. Even as tempting as it is to claim credit,
I'm claiming a little credit here in Dane County, Sage.
I mean, we've done a lot here in the state, but we're certainly not done. I mean, a lot of these stations, again, have just come on the air, and we've yet to really build out the local programming that's part of our mission.
I don't know if some people have ever really thought this through, though. The original Air America launched in 2004. It was an anti-George W. Bush effort. But the station here in Madison, the former Heartless Media station, came on the air in 2004. That's 19 years ago. Mm-hmm. 20 years ago, here in Dane County, we now have more Democratic voters than we had voters 20 years ago. And the one thing I don't think anyone ever thinks is, why is Madison so liberal? Well, it must be the college. It must be the governance. Well, it's been Scott Walker's governance for a decade. No, it's the radio station. But, you know, I'm sort of a single-issue voter over here, yeah. Sage.
I mean, radio is interesting because it's so hard to measure. Even just telling who's listening and trying to understand what its impact is. But despite that, nobody doubts that radio has a huge impact on the way that the narrative is shaped, and the way that voters think and how they talk about issues, and how they vote. And that's why conservative right radio is like the first stop for most Republican politicians when they're going to go announce a candidacy or when they want to get the message out about an issue, and why those networks coordinate so closely with political campaigns on almost everything, right? That's clearly an important part of that ecosystem. And there's never really, well, I guess with Air America, there was sort of something, but there really hasn't been anything like that on the left. Not that we want to be the left, the counterpart to right-wing talk radio. I would like civic media to be focused on the voters and on restoring democracy and a reasonable discourse by offering a variety of opinions. But it just so happens that in today's world, for some reason, being pro-democracy is, you know, makes you a socialist, which is sort of ridiculous in and of itself when you put it that way. But
I look at the metric of success, voter turnout. And in Dane County, they turn out. And in many places around the state of Wisconsin, they turned out. I mean, Dan Kelly last night earned, more votes probably than any conservative candidate ever has. Mm-hmm. And still got his ass handed to him by Jana Protasiewicz. I just like saying that. We've got a few people in the audience, and we're going to open up the phone lines here in just a moment. Sage Weil, our fine guest here in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Sage is the CEO of Civic Media. He's the boss, and he's my partner. And this has been a whirlwind year of building a radio network, and it's not done yet. And all the parts are not even in place yet. But I would say some of these stations started coming on board as soon as last summer, and we've seen in different markets, especially Richland Center has been very encouraging. That's part of Derek Van Orden's district, and we know the people are listening. We see it analytically. We see it through our stream, and we hear them calling in on the shows. So it's been encouraging to me to see that if you put this information out there, well, what do you know? The state of Wisconsin is craving news, truth, and, of course, the super coolest radio show in the afternoon ever. That's a rhetorical statement more than a question.
You can just agree with that
just,
one,
Sage. Just nod along, Sage. I tell you what, let's take a quick break here. We'll come back. We'll take some phone calls for Sage Weil. If you got some questions about the future direction of civic media, well, he's the guy with the answers. Hopefully he's got the answer. If Sage doesn't know, nobody knows. But it's growing rapidly. And I would say this warm, fuzzy blanket of truth is going to be the most powerful thing in the universe by next election year. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We're having fun. We're celebrating a glorious victory. The only one feeling bad today, Jody Habesh-Sinikin, and those that voted for her, and those that now have to, you know, suffer through with Dan Knodel as your state senator. Also, Dan Kelly, a very bitter, bitter man. Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy, Dan. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More Sage Weil.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th. Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Here's a fun treat for your Easter celebration, cherry elk sausage and port wine cheese spread.
You can order them at civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 29
tonight under mainly clear skies. Westerly winds 20 to 25 miles an hour.
Daytime highs approaching 48.
Tomorrow,
clear skies. Lows around 28 tomorrow night.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times.
Friday, with daytime highs approaching 46.
57 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
Talking about some serious summer promotional fun here. You guys got to get Dominic up north, you know, to the county fairs and the 4th of July parades. I mean,
if they got a cow milking contest, I got your contestant.
Well, just think, you know, he's the pretty face. You got to get him in the Eldorado convertible and, you know, put it with his college bibs, flexing his muscles. I mean, look at the following you guys would have.
Hey, you can only, I'll only wear the bibs if I got one of the straps down, Jim, because that's how we roll.
Jim, that
you did wear bibs at lacrosse, didn't you?
I mean, I never wore bibs.
I may have had a pair, Jim. I got to be honest. It was early.
Jim,
was
you got young. A question for our pal Sage Weil, CEO of Civic Media?
Well, just that pearl of wisdom for your promotional tour. To get going, get out there and you know, spread the good word around the state this summer.
Jim, I guarantee we will go out and party this summer in the great state of Wisconsin. Can't wait, man. 70s next week. The party's just getting started. 844-967-2789. Calls for Sage Weil, CEO of Civic Media, and promotional ideas, apparently. GD from Eau Claire, how you doing, sister? We're coming for you soon. We're coming to Eau Claire soon.
I'm excited. I just can't wait. But I have to say, you guys, and Sage, you're a blessing to the state of Wisconsin. I mean, the coverage that you gave last night, outstanding. And the thing of it is that, you know, people keep talking about the insurrectionists that got voted in my area, my representative. Listen, our local television stations, unfortunately, don't give in-state news. They had this guy going around with the Republicans talking to the police like he was already a member of the government in the state of Wisconsin, the insurrectionist.
You're talking about Derek Van Orden, Jeannie? Yeah. He's the insurrectionist you referenced, not Dan Knodel, state senator insurrectionist that got elected last night?
They were all going around like he was already in office, and people got used to him and looked at him like that kind of guy. They didn't really cover his participation or where he was. A lot of a desert of state news. So when people get you, that's going to be a great thing because they need the state news on our side. It's like we don't even live in Wisconsin. We don't have anybody working over there at the Capitol. So thanks again. Outstanding job. You're a blessing. Keep it up. I'm very thankful. Bye.
We appreciate that, Jeannie. And we're coming. We're coming with the news.
Can't wait to get to Eau Claire. 95.3. Yes. That is going to be the shining jewel of the north in Eau Claire. Chippewa Falls, WCFW, coming soon. Claire, welcome, Claire. What do you got for us? Say hi to Sage Weil.
Hi, Devils.
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Sage. Hello. I'm kind of going to echo Jeannie. I'm calling to thank you. As soon as I heard Sage was going to be in the studio, I decided to call because I want to thank you, Sage, for believing in the Devils and for investing in this big network, which is very exciting and so important. And I'm just so glad that you guys are doing what you're doing.
Claire, can I make a small distinction? He believes, sure. I would like to think, in the Devil's advocates. Now, I've still got a sticker here in the studio that says Scott Walker worships Satan, but that's a different sort of believing in the devil, if you know what I mean.
Fair point.
Gotcha. But the coverage last night was excellent. I listened, and Daniel Kelly was absolutely appalling. And I thought the commentators, who were obviously speechless, came back and handled it with finesse.
Well,
the commentators.
That.
It was really interesting.
Well, thank goodness it wasn't Dom and Crude after a couple of celebratory drinks, because we might have told Dan Kelly what we really thought of him last night.
It was terrible, Claren. Thank you so much for listening, and great job for everyone not swearing after hearing that debacle from Kelly last night. What an absolute embarrassment. I mean, literally for the state of Wisconsin, for the guy to sit there and say, well, good luck, Wisconsin. I hope
you're
going to
need it.
You. I mean, aren't you part of Wisconsin, dude? Are you leaving now? I mean, the whole thing was just very strange.
Good riddance.
I would be okay if he did leave now. Dan Kelly, go to Illinois. We don't want you. 844-967-2789. Don't send him to California. L.A. doesn't want him either. Welcome back, L.A. Tom. Say hi to Sage Weil.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, first off, we the people ultimately are the government. And we need to remember that. And Sage, you have done such an incredible job, being there with Crudy and making this thing happen. It was years ago, back in Wisconsin, when they didn't even have an alternative to Fox in terms of their basic cable. I think it still might be the situation, but it's good to actually have truthful radio, which is what you guys are. And just thank you so much. I think you finally have put the nail in the coffin to the era of Scott Walker is hopefully done. And not only does this help the state of Wisconsin, but it also helps every state in the union, because they always felt that if they could do it in Wisconsin, they could do it anywhere. And they almost got their wish. So I hope the people out there just keep on realizing that. People that grew up in Wisconsin are very, very proud of you. And from other states are very, very happy with what you guys are doing. And
but
I hope
Tom,
you guys continue to take it nationwide.
I don't want to sour grape, but you realize Dan Knodel, who wrote a letter to the vice president the day before the insurrection on January 6th, he won a state Senate special election. The battle is every day, my friend. We didn't win. We won one seat. We lost one seat. They could literally try to impeach constitutional officers in the state of Wisconsin because of the outcome of last night's election.
It's every day, Crudy, but you know what? It's good for us just to celebrate one day. Mm-hmm. And also, it's really, really good for us to take a bow, and it's really good for us to not talk about the next election, because all that means is more money in politics. And we got to get money out of politics. That has got to be our number one focus of everyone, whether you're on the right, the left, center, whatever. It's got to be to get money out of politics and overturn Citizens United, Buckley versus Vallejo, and First National Bank versus Bilotti. Those are the things that we have to do as a country in order to reestablish and to restore government back to we the people.
Tom, well said. Let's sneak one more in. Sage Weil, CEO of Civic Media in studio here in Madison. Glenda from Madison, say hi to Sage.
Hello, Sage. I have to thank you for getting this radio station together, you and Crudy. I used to listen to Dom and Crudy many years ago on Air America. They were my favorites, along with Randy Rhodes. And when I think it was Clear Channel or somebody bought that up and it went bye-bye, Progressive Radio was no longer in Madison. I was really disappointed. But when you guys came back on, I was very excited, and I always look forward to listening to you. And I think you guys should take some credit for the win last night because of your expansion throughout the state. And you have every reason to celebrate, and I think you should pat yourselves on the back here.
Well, appreciate that.
Kind words, Glenda. Please don't keep us a secret. Tell all your friends. And Sage Weil, CEO of Civic Media. He's a humble guy, so I'll do the bragging for the both of us. Mission accomplished. And F your feelings, Dan Kelly. Come back. Dom and I will continue with the greatest radio show ever and humblest.
Thanks, Sage.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery, where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room, featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.